USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
The bill in this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today, to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos is pushing back on Republicans' vow to investigate the Biden family, saying it could be a distraction from top issues like energy and inflation. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News he believes Congress can accomplish both things.
We said we would do both. You don't just do one. We're going to pass policy. We're going to have oversight. And it can all go on at the same time, starting on January 3rd.
There's a wide range of snowfall totals across the Buffalo area as a snowstorm moves through. In Orchard Park, south of the city, the National Weather Service says 42.5 inches of snow has fallen. That's where the Buffalo Bills Stadium is located. To the north, the Buffalo Airport only has received 13 inches of snow. Worth noting, the Buffalo Bills home game against the Cleveland Browns has been moved to Detroit because of the weather. The Bills also play the Lions on Thanksgiving in Detroit as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, says his city is prepared for a major winter storm that's blanketing the area. Byron Brown telling CNN South Buffalo has already seen more than 20 inches of snowfall. Blizzard conditions are making for hazardous travel, with the storm expected to dump up to 4 feet of snow in some places. Millions of Americans are preparing to travel this Thanksgiving in numbers that compare to pre-pandemic times. An estimated 54.6 million Americans will travel this Thanksgiving, an increase of just over 1% from last year. AAA expects 4.5 million Americans to head to airports. The cost of flying also increasing. AAA found that airfare in October rose 3.5% and was 43% more expensive than last year. Haley Berg is the lead economist with the travel website Hopper.com. She tells CNN that if you're traveling over the holidays this year, you can expect to pay more.
This Thanksgiving will be a very expensive holiday to travel, especially for travelers who are booking late.
The fallout from this week's Ticketmaster debacle involving Taylor Swift tickets goes on. In Ohio, the Attorney General's office says he's examining a consumer practice statute to determine if there's any legal theory available under Ohio law. Some lawmakers say actions taken by Ticketmaster come too close to a monopoly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.